Rod's Pulse Podcast number 84, Pod Safe Music for the Holidays.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Hi, this is Rod. Welcome back.
Well, it's the holiday season, and I don't think anybody likes to do work this week. So I thought I'd give myself a break, too, and finish up my holiday shopping. But I would like to give you a treat, some holiday music selections from the PodSafe Music Network. I'll be playing five songs. The first one is The Christmas Season by a group called Sudden Death. They combine hip-hop beats with if you know Dr. Demento, he calls them some of the funniest hip-hop lyrics he's ever heard. Followed by, I guess that's The Ridiculous, followed by The Sublime, Jingle Bells by Natalie Brown. She's a soulful vocalist-songwriter with a dynamic multi-octave vocal range. I think you'll enjoy that. And then, if you remember a group from the 70s called Twisted Sister, I'll be playing a song they did called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Now, again, the reason I can play that royalty-free is that they submitted that to the PodSafe Music Network. It was a live concert. Number four is A Soldier's Christmas by Jay Gepner. Now, he's a Chicago singer-songwriter who has shared his message of peace and love in the style of his hero, John Lennon. And I think you'll agree with me. He really does sound like John Lennon. And I'm going to follow that up. The last of the five songs is If Every Day Were Christmas by PodSafe for Peace. And again, this will give you an opportunity to buy that song for 99 cents if you go to the link on my show notes. And the entire proceeds will go to UNICEF. So that's my treat for the holidays. I wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Christmas is coming now, Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming now, Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming now, Christmas is coming. Ah, Christmas is coming now, Christmas is coming.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas already, with the animated reindeer in the top hat wearing Yeti. Now I can be as festive as the next guy, but I still have firecrackers from the 4th of July. Come on, do I really need 6 months to shop? Might as well be Christmas nonstop. Pretty soon they'll be hanging up lights all over town, and it was just last week I finally took mine down. Please, can I get a break for my sake? All I'm asking for is 1 month without a fruitcake. Give me some time to recover from another year of drunken relatives and a pissed off little brother. Singing that stupid Jingle Bell song in the middle of July somehow seems wrong. I still got 5 months to go, and I'm already sick of the ho, ho, ho.
It's Christmas time again.
Let's see what's on TV.
It's Christmas time again.
Well, we got Rudolph, Frosty.
It's Christmas.
Rudolph versus Frosty.
It's Christmas time again.
A CSI Christmas.
The Christmas season causes great frustration, getting longer and harder like a Viagra patient. I just need a vacation from the holiday cheer. I don't think that I can take it for the rest of the year. And nobody is cheerful anyway. It's always give me the damn toys and get the fuck out my way. I can deal with that on December 23rd, but when it starts up in March, that's a little absurd. And then the charities, there's way too many begging me for money like I have any. And there's some idiot flapping his mouth like a flapjack with his peace on earth and all that crap. I'd settle for peace in the kitchen, but that would mean my relatives would have to quit their bitching. And since I doubt that'll ever come about, it's Merry Christmas, pass the gravy, and I try to tune them out.
It's Christmas time again.
Let's see what Santa brought for me.
It's Christmas time again.
Huh, I already have one of these.
It's Christmas time again.
Hey, wait a minute. This is mine.
It's Christmas time again.
I've been looking for this.
My Christmas usually consists of this: fighting back the urge to shop with my fist, sending out cards to people I never see, and trying to keep the dog from peeing on the tree. And then the whole family has to search for directions so we can find our way to church. I still find it ironic and a little bit odd that my kids believe in Santa Claus but not in God. But I ain't taking my kids, cause it's too weird to see some child molester in a fake beard. I don't care if they kick and scream, I ain't doing anything till after Halloween.
I can only buy damaged and discount due to the amount in my bank account. But I have no motivation to shop when I know I'm still paying off gifts from 3 Christmases ago.
It's Christmas time again.
And again, and again, and again, and again.
It's Christmas time again.
And again, and again, and again, and again.
It's Christmas time again.
And again, and again, and again, and again.
It's Christmas time again.
What do you mean again? More like still.
Christmas in the battle zone. My heart keeps longing for my home, my home. How I wish I could make it home for Christmas.
Home for Christmas.
How I wish I can hold you in my arms. If dreams come true, it's my love I'm fighting for. I've grown so tired of this war. No Yuletide carols, no pumpkin pie. I'm just praying to stay alive, alive.
we'll be right back.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rod Numeri, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia or any other institution or company.